To the Chevron Mishnais, I wanted to wish a Mazel Tov and all that you have accomplished until now. And I know you started Masechta Yuma. I meant to send a message last week with some Hesaris and some Chizuk. It's unbelievable what you've accomplished so far and what Dovi is doing, and this is something that is monumental. And Ashreichem, all of you who are connected and stay on the program, learning day in, day out in such a way, in such a beautiful way. Mishnah is, it should be a shmir for you and for your families. I'll just mention to you an interesting ha'orah on the first Mishnah regarding the din of Mafrish and Kohen Gadol. So there are a number of suggestions made from the Gruas HaRi, based upon Taisus and on Beis Amud Beis and many others, to explain what's the reason for this, what's the reason for this precious. But I remember hearing once from Rabbi Nachum Zemba that a chakira, whether the precious is because of Kedusha Sayyim, is it because of the Kedusha, the sanctity, the Kedusha of the day of Yom Kippur, or is it because of Kedusha Samakim? Because he's going Lifnei V'Lifnim, that is because of Kedushas Kodesh Kedoshim. Is it a din in the day, or is it a din in the place? And the nafkamina would be, as far as the Kohen Gadol, who goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim other days of the year. Because according to the Gra, it's brought down at the end of Chachmas Adam, that the Gra held that even throughout the year, it's mutter for a Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim as long as he's mekayim all the dinim in the parish of Yom Kippurim. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to go in during the year into the Kodesh Kedoshim as well. So if the din of Mafrish and Kohen Gadol is because of Kedushas Hayom, if it's a din in Yom Kippur, then the rest of the year, if the Kohen Gadol goes in, he wouldn't need a Hafrasha. There would need to be a Prisha. But if it's a din in the place that he's going Lifnei V'Lifnim, so regardless of when he would go in, there would be a halacha of mafreshin. This would also be a nafkimina with a worker that goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim to make tikkunim. Does that worker need a prisha? Is there a din of prisha when it comes to the worker? So it depends. If it's a halacha in the day, then obviously he goes in a regular day, he doesn't need. But if it's a halacha in Kedushas HaMakim, going lifnei v'lifnim would require prisha. The Ikra is that we're waiting for that time to see those three dimensions of reality: Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam, physical space, which is Kodesh Kedoshim. Shana is time, that unique day of Yom Kippur. And Nefesh, the soul of the Kohen Gadol, that they all three should come together. We should be zeichet to see Ma'ar HaKohen soon. I give each and every one of you a bracha that you should steig in learning Mishnayos. And we should be zeichet, Mr. Shem, to be able to see Masechta Yuma and all the other Masechtas put into practice. Maybe you may know, amen, amen.